Last week on The World, we told you about pétanque. Hard to see how it could be an Olympic event, but the French want their version of bocce at the next Games. Now it's Ultimate Frisbee I'm going to tell you about. But unlike pétanque, Ultimate has just moved one step closer to actually being in the next Olympic Games. Yesterday, the International Olympic Committee weighed in and recognized the organization that oversees Ultimate Frisbee. That organization is the World Flying Disc Federation. Patrick van der Walk is a member of the Federation's board of directors. He's Dutch, but lives just outside of Lisbon, Portugal. So, Patrick, welcome to the program. By the Olympic Committee recognizing Ultimate Frisbee, does that mean we're going to see Ultimate Frisbee events next summer in Rio?
I wish, but no, that will not happen that quickly. It still takes a bit more work. We need at least 75 countries where Ultimate is being played, and we're at 62, 63, I think, right now.
So the International Olympic Committee has a number of countries where a sport has to be played before they'll say, yeah, you can go ahead and play it at the Olympics?
Yeah, when you are played in 75 countries, that's when you get your shot to get in.
So you found 62 countries where they play Ultimate Frisbee. Where's the most unlikely place you found Ultimate being played?
Definitely it's in Africa that you go, oh, I didn't know that was being played there. I mean, we got Uganda showing up at the World Championships of Beach Ultimate in Dubai earlier this year.
And Beach Ultimate is the same game, it's just played on sand?
Yes, it is. It's officially a different game, but yes, in many ways it's the same game. For me, the most unlikely place was in Boracay Island, the Philippines, which is a small island, one road, a couple of cars, and it looks like the entire island is playing Beach Ultimate. They do really well. They came to the World Championships in 2007 in Brazil, and they did so well. They played against Australia in the finals and just barely lost. And that was just because they had only like seven players left. They came with nine, two got injured during the event. And it's almost at this point become the mecca of Beach Ultimate.
I know the college intramural people are going to have a hard time with me saying this, but there are some people saying Ultimate Frisbee is not a real competitive sport. What do you say to them?
Come and play. It truly is one of those things that, yes, I know people think, oh, frisbee and frisbee on the beach is great, and you just throw a frisbee. But if you look at the game itself, you have two end zones, like in American football. And what you try to do is you try to catch the frisbee in the end zone. So you're not allowed to run with the frisbee in the hand. So what you do is you catch the frisbee, you establish a pivot foot, very much like basketball. Somebody's immediately in front of you trying to block your throw, trying to impede you from throwing to your teammate. No physical contact is possible. So your teammates are trying to get open, and then you're trying to throw the frisbee. It's a very dynamic game, very physically intense, and there's a lot of tactics involved and strategy involved.
So you're looking at the Olympics in 2020 for Ultimate Frisbee. That's your goal?
Yes, 2020 or 2024, one of those two would definitely be a goal to aim for.
Patrick van der Valk, a member of the board of directors of the World Flying Disc Federation, thank you very much, and the best of luck.
Thank you. Have a great day.